Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Mike Kennan, and he is the coordinator for emergency preparedness in Cass County. So good morning to you, Mike.
Good morning.
Well, you and I were at a meeting the other day, the Healthy Cass County meeting, and of course in that we're concerned about all kinds of health, and you are a really important person related to being healthy in the big picture. So you have a long list of responsibilities. I looked you up on the internet, and a long list. But today, I want to talk about something that we should all really be aware of, and that's emergency preparedness. And you know, Mike, I'm thinking, well, we're kind of past the height of tornadoes. That's when I think people think of that most. But there are all kinds of emergencies. So where should we start in our homes?
Well, first of all, You need to think about preparedness in your house, and you need to build a kit. That is a suggestion from FEMA and Iowa Homeland Security. You need a 3-day supply of water, food, and medical supplies, and whatever you can think of that would get you by for 3 days. That is kind of the standard.
And that could be in case of a snowstorm. It could be in case of, I remember being at home 3 days in a row without electricity from when all the electric lines were down because of the ice. So there's a lot of reasons. It's not just a terrorist attack by any means. Let's be grounded in where we are.
Absolutely. We should just, there are too many things to, you know, whatever you can think of, things that can go wrong in life, and you need to be prepared. And they kind of determine that could be the amount of time it would take for maybe some emergency response to get to you. And it's just a good rule of thumb.
Okay. And we could find that information, I believe, if we go actually to your website. If you go to Atlantic, Iowa, you can click on Cass County, and then emergency preparedness there is on, you can check. And then there's a whole lot of information you can get to through that website.
Absolutely. We have a lot of links to, there's FEMA sites, and there's Iowa Homeland Security sites, and places you can go to that give you all kinds of resources on what kind of things you need to do. You need, like say, making this kit, you need to make a plan. In your household, you could have a fire in your household, and your family members, your children, they all need to have an idea of what they might do. They need to get out of the building. A lot of young children, you know, they go under the bed because that's where they feel safe. Well, that is the wrong thing to do. We need to get out of the building, and then we need a place close to the house where you have a rally point. You have a particular tree or the sandbox or whatever it might be, so you can all get back together and rally together if something would happen within the house.
Okay. And probably you were going to mention this, but I'm thinking also sometimes our families are scattered because school gets closed for some reason, mom and dad are at work and so on. So talk a little bit about communication, because we think, oh, well, we've got our cell phone.
Right. And cell phones don't always work, unfortunately. There's a couple things here. You might come up with a rally point that's farther away from your house. Say there's a playground that's, you know, somewhere in between school and your home. Some kind of rally point that's farther away from your house. You might come up with texting works much better than if a lot of the cell phone coverage is down, you can still text. So that's something to keep in mind. That's something you don't need to tell young kids a lot anyway, because they're texting. But a lot of times you can't call across town, but you might be able to call a relative that lives in Kansas City. So you can make contact with each other through that contact that is not close by. So, you know, grandma that lives in Kansas City, if both parties can call that person, then you have a way of communicating with each other.
And so that's a really important thing for the family to talk to each other about that, and get children pretty young can understand that.
Absolutely.
So I'm thinking the Extension Service is offering a program called On My Own and Okay, which is kind of some of those same things and getting parents and children to talk to each other. But, yeah, what to do in case of fire. I know kids sometimes will say, well, I'll just put it out.
Yeah. not always a great idea.
Oh, never, right?
Yeah. Calling 911 is always a good, and we're in the 911 center here in Atlantic. We've got wonderful dispatchers. We've got experienced people who know what to do. When a lot of times, though, when we have people call, they're panicked, and they, people need to kind of remain calm, follow the lead of the dispatcher, because they will generally ask you questions that make sense and will help you in the best way possible. But we've got terrific dispatchers here, and they can get help to you quickly.
And Mike, if I called 911 and you asked me my address and I couldn't even remember that, can you figure out where I am?
Yeah, if you call from a landline, they can find out rather quickly where you're at. Now, it's a little trickier with a cell phone, but they can triangulate and generally have a pretty fair idea of where you're at. But it's always a good idea to know, have at least a pretty good idea of where you're at so they can get help to you.
And again, another thing that children should know are their parents' names and their address and maybe a phone number, but at least some of those kinds of basics. So it's a really family kind of project. I want to move from family a little bit because you had made a comment about other places that do have emergency preparedness plans and kind of questioning my church. I don't know if my church has a preparedness plan. Is that something I should check out?
Sure. And a number of churches do. They have emergency management plans, and they should have them. Anytime you have people that are, congregating in a group, you should have an idea of what to do if something would happen, whether it's a fire, how to evacuate, whether it's severe weather, what you're going to do in those situations. I have templates that I've worked with churches with. And if they find themselves without a plan, I'm certainly willing to go through and work out a plan with them.
Okay. So you would work one-on-one with those kinds of groups. And then, Mike, often I hear groups saying, well, we're looking for a speaker. Who could we find for a speaker? I'm guessing you have a lot of topics that you could talk about.
Yeah, absolutely. Anything to do with emergency response and a lot of times there's something that occurs that prompts me to give a lot of speaking engagements. We've had active shooter situations over the last few years, so of course that's been something that people want to talk about. We've had the emergency mass notification system that has been relatively new in the last couple years, and that's been a source of speaking engagements that I've had too.
Yeah, and I think more of us need to know more about that, and maybe we can't get into all those details. But from what I understand, if we have a landline and you want to put out a message, everybody's going to get that.
Yeah, the system works. If you have a landline and we need to send out a mass notification message, it does go out there. So if you've probably received some of those, because occasionally we have sent out the mass notifications. We would like to get more people signed up and registered with their cell phones, because we don't know people's cell phones. We know the phone book is put out and put out landline numbers, but cell phone numbers are a little different, and you have to register those and have an account so you can receive the messaging. Now, people are used to getting weather alerts, and a lot of times they're confused about, I can just get my weather alert from KETV or wherever. And it's like, okay, that's fine. And this system does the weather alerts as well. But there's many other things that you have the potential of receiving that are immediate threats to you where you're at. It could include.
It could include
hazardous material. You know, we could have a boil order. In a certain area, we could. Everything from road closure. Public health incidents. The last few years we've had Zika just lately, Ebola a year ago, just H1N1. There have been the possibilities of issues with public health, and it's something that we can, our local public health can get a message to you about something that's happening locally right there with you.
Okay, Mike, there's so much more we could talk about, and we're going to do that again one of these days, because there, as I say, you have lots of responsibilities, and we all need to be more informed about what emergency preparedness includes. So we want to thank you much, Mike Kennan, who is the coordinator for emergency preparedness in Cass County. Until next time, here's a thought from Willie Nelson. Once you replace negative thoughts with positive ones, you'll start having positive results.